Yes, Rav. Thank Rabbi Jacobson for organizing all the shiurim. Everyone knows Leila Feda, we said Mishnah in Brachas, which something to do directly connected to the Agada. Mishnah talks about the Alchiyah to be masked in certain time every day. Every day, every night, Alchiyah to be masked in certain time. The Mishnah brings the pasuk. The man tizkos yom tizkom eretz yisrael kol yemei chayecha. We know dash and have dash and the kol that includes the night, not the night. That halacha lemaisa is we've got a chiyuv to say it in the day and in the night. Okay. The Magen Avraham brings says a chiddush. He says it's coming from a gemara in brachas. Okay. Exactly why you need the gemara in brachas, I'm not too sure, but the maisa what he says is. That a person can also be yotzi his chiyuv of the chiyuv mitzayim through the shir shel the shir tayam, the song that Klal Yisrael sang when the sea split, yeah, that song, when you say that song, you can also be yotzi the chiyuv of the chiyuv yisrael mitzayim. Okay. The Chasam Sofer Rebbe Kiva Eiger asked him. They ask a few kashas. We're just going to concentrate on one of them. The one kasha that they ask is, I'll read the words of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. It says, the pasuk says the Torah is makpid tizkor yom tizkor, but all yom kriyas yamstov. The Torah is makpid that we mentioned when we went out of Mitzrayim, not the time of the splitting of the sea. So how can it be yotzi with the shiras hayam? That's not when Kaisel went out of Mitzrayim. They went out of Mitzrayim. 7 days later, they came to the sea, the sea split, and then they sang Shira. So how can a person be yoytzi yochiyev of the chiyus yisirs mitzayim through saying the shir shel hayam? Okay, the mice, it's not just the Magen Avraham that says this. It's actually in the Shreidim already. There's a Ramban in Drashas and Torah Hashem Tamima. His lashon is Tiknu on oy naagu loymash hashira b'chol yom b'tzibur b'nei sheish ba zeichel yitzias mitzayim. Rabbi Jam also says a similar thing. He says Tiknu loyma b'yosha Hashem b'shira sayam v'u zeichel yitzias mitzayim. Other Rishonim also mentioned such an idea. So you see, it seems to be already in Rishonim that somehow through shiras the shiras sayam you can be yoytzi yochiyev of the chiyas yitzias mitzayim. Okay, I still saying Zeichel Yitzias Mitzayim. Yeah. Okay. The question of what they're saying is that it's Zeichel Yitzias Mitzayim. Okay. So, yeah. Shaila is, how? Well, how exactly are we Yotzi, your Chiyav of Yitzias Mitzayim through the Shir of Sayyam? The first thought I had was that, when you do the Shira Shayam, you're not explicitly saying anything about Yetzias Mitzrayim, but that will spark your memory, and you'll think about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Okay, maybe you can be yotzi your chiyuv of Yetzias Mitzrayim through thinking about it. There's a prima garden that asked the famous question, which is, what's the difference between Leil HaSeder, the chiyuv of Tipa Yetzias Mitzrayim, Dafka on Tetzav, and the chiyuv every night that we have to be maskis the chiyuv Yitzrayim. What's exactly the difference? So he suggests an answer, which is that the chiyuv of Tipa Yitzrayim is through peh, actually saying it out, whereas the chiyuv every day is only thinking about it. All you have to do is think about it. Yeah. It really comes from the Gemara in Megillah. Remember the Gemara in Megillah, which is talking about the chiyuv to read the Megillah. We have to actually say it. The Gemara learns it out from the chiyuv of the chiyuv of Zechi and the chiyuv Amalek. The Gemara over there brings a Shava. The Gemara says, how do you know it's true by the Chiyas Amalek? How do you have to say it out? So the Gemara says maybe it's only you only have to think it out. The Gemara says no, there's already a pasuk to Tishkach, and there's an extra pasuk Zachor to tell me that also b'peh. But you see, the pashtus is that without a double pasuk, without a double limud, then just thinking about it should be enough. In fact, the Shagas Arya starts off like that, and he says, yeah, by the chiyuv of 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 carries on. He says that's not true. He says Avada, you also have to say it, but the Torah was megale by the zechiyus mechiyus Amalek, that has to be peh, and the two adin to all the zechiyus, it has to be peh. Okay, Mishra brings the Shag Zari, and that's how Mishra Bura Paskam. Okay, so then maybe we can suggest a different way, which is that there's another Mechudish Dika Magen Avram. Magen Avram, when he mentions the different Zechiris that we have to say, he says it's a mitzvah Ase to all the different Zechiris, Shabbos, Maisa Miriam, all these things, he says, in the Bracha of Ava Rava, he says, during the different parts of that bracha that we say, it's meramis to some of the different zechiras. I'll give you some examples that he says. He says when we say the kerav tanu, that you have in mind ma'amad ha'sinai. The shimcha gadol, that's ma'ase amalek. Why? Because the she'en Hashem shalom, when amalek's around, the shem is not shalom. So we're saying the shimcha gadol. The hoydos lecha, so he said that hapeh lo nivra rak lehoydos v'lo ledaber lashon hara. But there's a chiyus Miriam. So he carries on. But zechartem is called mitzvah Hashem. There's Shabbos. There's shkula kenegdus kol mitzvah. You see that he seems to be saying that if you say something which is somehow jogs your memory to one of these zechiras that we have a mitzvah to remind ourselves of, that's good enough. You can be mekayim you can be mekayim the mitzvah. You can be mekayim the mitzvah that way. You don't have to say it explicitly. As long as you say something and that jogs your memory for one of these zechiras, that's good enough. So someone called the Afika Maginim says, "Ein Hashem." The Magen Avraham is the Shetasa. Yeah, that just like he says over there, that if you say something which jogs your memory about the zechira, that's good enough. And therefore, who are then by the shira tayam? If a person says the shira that jogs his memory about zechira at the same time, that's good enough. The ma'aseh of this Magen Avraham also could help to explain a different Magen Avraham. Also, we know that by the Abba Parshas, the pastor of Amalek, then Magen says that if a person's unable to, for whatever reason, he can't make it to shul on Parshas Zasa, so then he can be yoytzi the kriya on the day of Purim. Yeah, the day of Purim, we also talk about Amalek. Okay, over there, the Mishnah Berurah says it's not so poshut. Why? Because I read you the Lashon. He says it says Haktuba Torah Zachet Asher Asa. It says, you have to remember what Amalek did. Asher karcha baderech, what happened on the way. V'zanatacha. Timchen, that you should wipe them out. But it explains to Mishnah Berurah, v'kavana shelo lishkoach ma she'asa lanu Amalek. We shouldn't forget what Amalek did to us. V'lesaper zeh levaneinu v'ledoroseinu. To tell our children, lo yimalehem kach asa lanu Rasha. This is what the Rasha did. V'lachein nistavinu l'mchos eshmoi. And we're mechuyav to wipe out his name. And he carries on the Mishnah Berurah and says, "V'zeh lo nitzav parshas Vayavo Amalek." This is not mentioned in the parasha of Vayavo Amalek. But according to the Magen Avraham, what he's saying, what we just said before, that as long as you say something and that itself reminds you of something else, it could be that's part of it. According to Magen Avraham, you don't actually have to say explicitly what the zechir is. As long as you say something which jogs your memory about the thing that you're meant to remember, that's good enough. Okay. Okay. So, even if you don't want to couple the Magen Avraham to explain by Zechiris Yitzchus Mitzrayim based on his general shita, maybe that by Zechiris Yitzchus Mitzrayim it still might be a bit easier. Why? Because there's a Hemek Dava. Hemek Dava also deals with the kasha. What's the difference between the Sifo Yitzchus Mitzrayim on Leila Seder and the Chiyuv of the Zechiris Mitzrayim every day? So he says, many of them say a similar type of idea, but he explains it a bit. He says that the chiyuv of Sifrei Yitzchayim is to be ma'aris, to speak it out. Okay, so Whereas the chiyuv during the rest of the year is just as a chira. And he gives a little marshal. He says it's like a father who tells he's got some story to tell his kids. So he spends an hour telling the story. He goes on and elaborates and tells them all the details and goes in and out and spends a whole hour telling them the story. Then, when he wants to remind them of the story, all he has to do is say a word or two. That word or two will jog their memory, they'll remember the story. So says the Emek Rabba, that's just also what we do. And then I say though, we go into all the details, we explain and we clarify, and we get very excited about the sippy fierce time. During the rest of the year, every day, we all have to do is remind ourselves about it. We tap into that story. It's just a reminder of what happened. And this way, he says, we'll be mashed into our hearts the Yetzias Mitzrayim. So according to that, then it might be also a little bit easier for us. We can say that if a person says Shir Sayam, yeah, that would just jog your memory about the Yetzias Mitzrayim. And tap into that the story that we said on Leila Seder. Okay. There's perhaps a totally different mahalash to understand it. So again, we're trying to deal with what Magen Avraham is showing seems to say that a person can be used to his chiyuv of the chiyuv he's seen at the time through Shir Sayam. Okay. So how is that? Why is the Shir Sayam, why is that a kiyum of the Chiyah Tisnit Nitzayim? Okay, so there's a Yishalmi. Yishalmi in Tzachim basically says that when Hashem does a Neitzel Tariso and he takes vengeance against our enemies, then the Tariso sings Shira. Should sing Shira. And that the Gemara asked, wait a second, if I fierce me time, Chayesel didn't sing Shira. Hashem took vengeance and they were all these mitzvahs, and we didn't sing Shira. So it doesn't seem to fit with this rule that you're saying. Answers the Gemara, well, that was different. Why? Because, I'll read the Lashon of the Gemara over there, it says, there was just Shehi Tchilat Gulafan. That was just the beginning of the Geula, which the Mephoshim over there, the Korban Aida, explained that the Gemara is answering that it's shiny hasam. Shehi ha'isa tchilat gula hasam, v'lo ha'isa gemar ha'gula, ad Avram hayam. There, when Kaisa came out of Mitzrayim, that was just the beginning of the gula. The gemar gula was only when Kaisa came out of the yam. That was the gemar ha'gula. The lashon of the play Moshe is, shelo nigal gamri, ad sheshaka mitzim b'yam, Kaisa were only fully redeemed when the Mitzrayim drowned in the Yam. As the Pasuk just before Shir Sayam says, "Vayoyishar Hashem bayomahu." It's Yisrael miyad Mitzrayim. She'ad hayom lo inoshani mamash. Until that day, they weren't totally saved. Vayoyim on that day, that amu Shira. That's when they said Shira. So it seems from the Yishalmi that at least there was a process of Gula. It started off when Kaisel came out of Mitzrayim. But it didn't finish until Tzairisol actually passed over in the sea and the Mitzrayim drowned. Now, also, we're showing him on that pasuk, a lot of them say a similar idea. The Eben Ezra says, the pasuk says, Vayosha Hashem Vayomahu. So Eben Ezra says, Vayosha Ata Yisrael Noishim Be'al Mitzrayim. Now Tzairisol was saved from Mitzrayim. Ki Ad Ata Hayu Aleim Pachad HaMelech. Up until now, they were scared of the Melech. But Tatsav Ki HaMitzrayim Tavu B'yam. And it says that the Mitzrayim drowned in the sea. Vayam Loish... Okay, whatever. Sona also says a similar thing, that Tzairisol up until then were like an Eved Esboreach. Rabbeinu Achayos speaks of it even clearer. He says that only then were Kaisel considered Geulim. That was the Geula Shlema. It says like if you have an Eved whose master was forced to free him, he's scared. He's continually scared. Maybe the master's going to chase him. Maybe the master's going to do something. He's going to take him back. Only when the Mitzrayim drowned and died and were wiped out, only then did Kaisa fully feel that they were free. So until that stage, the Geula wasn't complete. Some kind of Geula. It was a Haskalas Geula, but it wasn't the complete Geula. That only came by Kriyas Yamsuf. It seems to be also a Rashi in a couple of places. Rashi Megillah is a, there's a, the Gemara of Megillah wants to know that, we know that the Nevi'im didn't add onto any mitzvahs of the Torah. They made hachakas and they made, various things, but that's all within the confines of the Torah. Mikra Megillah was a new, like a new invention. What right did they have to do that? So Chazal say it was a, the Gemara says it was a Kal V'Chomer. The Gemara says that, my Abdus Zechirus Amin and Shira, Mimis Rechaim Lakoshkein, not from Abdus Zechirus, Chayisel said Shira, from, that was by, we'll see in a second, that was by, Yisir Tisayim, from Misa Tichayim by Purim, it's not Lakoshkein. Rashi over there, Rashi says that we're talking about, his words are, Yisir Mitzrayim, Amr Shira Alayam. So he calls, the Shir Aliyam, Yitzias Mitzrayim. So it seems to me that the Shir Aliyam is also somehow, just explained from Yishalmi, is also part of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And again, Rashi and Soita, this famous Gemara over there, the Gemara says that the Kashan is the Dibugan, like Kriyas Yamsuf, it's very hard, it's as hard for Hashem to make a Dibugim as it is Kriyas Yamsuf. And the Gemara brings the pasuk Shnema Elokim Moishiv Yechidim Beisa Moitzi Asirim Bekosharos. So Hashem, he puts Yechidim, man and woman who are living by themselves. He put them together in a house, and the Gemara carries on. The pasuk carries on Moitzi Asirim Bekosharos. He takes those who are like imprisoned he takes them out fittingly, which Rashi explains. Rashi explains. Yeah, Moitzi Asirim Bekosharos. Rashi says, because Choytzi Yisrael Mitzrayim Bechoyesh Kasha. He took Kali Yisrael out of Mitzrayim in an appropriate month. Loi Chama Veloi Sina. It wasn't hot and wasn't cold. So Makish Zivug Yechidim Yisrael Mitzrayim. The pasuk is Makish the making of putting together of individuals, men and women, to Yisrael Mitzrayim. Rashi says. Even though it was talking about the splitting of the sea, Rashi calls that Yetzias Mitzrayim. So it seems to be from all these Rishonim that Yetzias Mitzrayim doesn't necessarily mean just when Kaisel physically went out of Mitzrayim. It seems to be that whole period, all the way up to the splitting of the sea, when Kaisel said Shira, that's all considered Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the wider, the bigger Yetzias Mitzrayim. So if all of that's true, then perhaps that's what the Magen Avraham means. Magen Avraham, when he says that you can be yotzei worth with the Shir Tayam, we said, that's going on the splitting of the sea. Yeah, the splitting of the sea was also a chilek of Yetzias Mitzrayim. In fact, again, the Afrika Magen also says that. It's all inyan echad. It's all one idea. It was one hemshach. Yetzias Mitzrayim wasn't just a once-off when Kaisel came out of Mitzrayim. It's a hemshach until the Mitzrayim were totally wiped out. That's all concerning Yetzias Mitzrayim, and then, you, according to that, you can be Yotzi, your Chiyav of the Chiyav Yetzias Mitzrayim through Shir Hayam. Okay, just to maybe add a bit of a time to it, there is a Brisker Rov. The Brisker Rov asks, why is it that the Parsha or Tittit or the Chiyav of the Chiyav Yetzias Mitzrayim, why is that mentioned in Kriyashma? Why is that part of Kriyashma? And the Raman calls it, all the three passages together, the Raman calls Kriyashma. Why is that all considered to be Kriyashma? What's the keser between Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Tchilas Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Kriyashma? Yeah, they're two totally different things. Why is it kasher? So he says, because in the pasuk where we actually remember the Tchilas Mitzrayim, the pasuk says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hoceiti Atchem Eretz Mitzrayim Liyotzachem Le'elokim. I'm Hashem, your God, who took you out of Mitzrayim, to be to you a God. So, to be to you a God, the Yosachem Leidokim, that is, we're accepting Hashem as, He took us out for Him to be a God to us, which means we are there to oive Him, to serve Him. We're Makabal Omar Choshamayim. So, So Rishon Rav explains that that is that the Yitzchak Yitzchak Mitzrayim is also a type of Kabbalat Ol Malchus Shamayim. When we recognize that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, we recognize that we are mechuyav to be over Him and to mekabel Ol Malchus Shamayim. That's all part of Shema. It's a perfect fit for Shema. Then Shema is Kabbalat Ol Malchus Shamayim, and the time is also a chiluk of that. It's also kabbalat ol malchus shamayim. And perhaps it's maybe a little bit more even, which is that that we say. This Brisker Rav is also used to explain a Mepharshim asked on the Rambam. The Rambam in Chazaka, the Rambam brings that there's a chiyuv of zechiyas mitzrayim day and night. But yet in the Sefer Mitzvah, it doesn't count it. The Shaila is, why does he not count it? Different answers. Some say it's only comes from a riboy. Some say it's not an explicit tzivoy. The possible said is just a term behind it. The man tisko is Yom Tzitzis from Mitzrayim. The Torah doesn't explicitly command us to do it. According to the Brisker Rav, it's very good. Why? Because the chiyuv to say every day is all connected to the chiyuv of Kriyat Shema. It's all the same theme. In which case the Rambam didn't count it. Another thing it's also used for is we say on the Agada by the Rasha, that we say to the Rasha, Ilo Hayasham Lo Hayanigal. If he were to have been, they wouldn't have been redeemed. The context of this, why? Because the whole point of Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim is to be over him. If a Russian is not interested in doing an avodah, so why should he have come out? There's no reason to take him out. Okay. In Maariv, in the Brach of Emes Ve'emuna, we praise and we thank his name. So the first time explained that refers to the Shira Tayam. And then we carry on. And your Malchus willingly accepted. How so? When they said, as we carry on, Hashem Yimloch Lo'en Ovel. So it seems that when the sea split, Klal Yisrael got to a higher darga. They were makabel the malchus of Hashem to a higher darga than they had been before. Even though when they came along with time, the shonis of Chazal is also that they became Abdei Hashem. So there seems to be a higher darga of Kabbalah. The Kabbalah of Hashem when they got to the Yamsuf. So according to what we just explained based on the Brisker Rav, that the whole story of Yetzias and time is Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shemayim. The Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shemayim from Kriyat Yamsuf was a greater Kabbalah than when Christ came with time. So in a certain sense, it's a Kavachayim that you should be Yotzi with when you say Shira Tayam. Okay, just to finish off, Rabbi Yochum says a similar idea. He explains that the night of Pesach many think that the night it's a night for Emuna, which he says it is a night for Emuna, but it doesn't stop there. The night of Pesach is the night is where we have to make ourselves into Abdei Hashem through the Emuna. Through the Hakaras HaTov, all different things. The goal is for us to become Abdei Hashem. That's our goal in life. That's how we have to measure ourselves. Are we Abdei Hashem or not? So he carries on and says, in Mitzrayim Kiblu Malchusoy, in Mitzrayim Kaliso accepted his kingship, Ukshegir Liyamsuf, Bezacho Liyosei Toiva, his rabsa etzam hishtabdus, and ishmus and zaka yoise ilaba abdu. And when Kaisar came to Yamsuf, and they were zoiche to greater toiva from the Bnei Shalom, they had more of a shibba to our Kodesh Baruch Hu, and they got to a high level of abdu. So Amru, Hashem yimloch le'olam ve'ed, he built the gvul. So, and he says, in Mitzvah Mizeh, shetapi tzir tzayim, ena muna lechut. The tachlis of Yitzhiyat Mitzrayim is not just emuna. Ela shatachlisi b'chinas avdus. The tachlis is avdus. Sheyehei ha'adam kula b'shus rabbi. A person should be totally in the shus of his rab, either Ribono Shel'Olam. Mefana atzma rachma meleches adonav. He should free himself only for the work of his master. Mebli sheitelo malacha acheres legamrei. Shouldn't have any other things. That's the toughest of Yitzhiyat Mitzrayim. The toughest of Yitzhiyat Mitzrayim was to become avdei Hashem, and that is our word in life. Just to end off, he also brings it. But the Chovas Aravavu says that kafi hashir that a person gets tova from the Ribono Shel Olam, that was more machayev, more of a shibud. It brings that Yaakov Avinu said katzonti michol chasadim, which says a nice trap there. That Yaakov Avinu was saying that through your chesed that you gave me, I became small. Why did I become small? Because I now have more of these chayvus. Yeah, I got more chesed from you. I'm now more obligated to be a better Jew, to be a more of an Eved Hashem. That's why I became small. Baruch Hashem, we're zoicha to nace after nace after nace after nace nowadays, and the tremendous chesed of Hashem. And so I'm shooting, but these chasadim, a person has to take to heart and realize it's not just a mikra, not a nothing, and every chesed is a mechaya for us to be a better Jew. It's more.